Because there will be a top one.
She could have been able to be able
to. You could conceivably call a high school girl a top one.
I could call a lady top one.
A grown woman.
Yes.
Could be a top one.
That is, it seems to be accepted more so than a man. If a man indicates any of the demeanor of a woman, then he's automatically
labeled.
Labeled, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is it. I'm sorry, the air conditioning got too cold, too hot. Part of the cycle.
Okay, tomboys. Well, what about female homosexuals?
Female, what are they called? Mm-hmm. Lesbians. Okay. That's far enough. No.
Okay. You ever heard anything like a dyke?
Yeah, I've heard that, but not, it's not prevalent.
Okay. Did you say it for me?
Dyke.
Since you heard it. Okay. All right. Now, what about sexually overactive male? Do you have any names for him? He is a...
Oh dear. I should have been able to. Overly sexed.
Okay, but no nouns you can think of. He is a
viral
blank.
Well, I can't think of right away. Right
okay.
Off.
Sometimes when I'm interviewing males, the common response to that is normal.
Normal?
But stud?
Oh, that is you reading the slavery magazine.
And what?
Slavery novels.
I don't understand.
Novels to deal with slavery.
But what's the connection with stud and?
Oh, well, they label the men studs. Black getting males with studs.
Having to do with their being sexually active.
They would have referred to as studs. It's like, let's see. There was a group of novels by Kyle that I read at one time, and then when the men were when they were referred to the slaves were referred to by the masters are the men that bought slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They referred to as the studs out there. You know, they were like a group of cattle or something, the studs. I didn't know it was as far as oversex. I know what you mean as far as oversex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about sexual overactive females?
There's a word. It was a word name. It was a word name. Oh, dear. Oversex female. Nymphomaniac.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that short of nympho?
Yes, I guess. Yeah, I'm sure I am.
The word is?
Nympho.
Alright. What about a man who is sexually active, he sleeps around a lot, and he doesn't care who knows about it. Matter of fact, he might brag about it.
What's the term for you?
Would it be in your vocabulary?
Society probably relates to him as a Casanova, man about town, or Don Juan. I guess those names are archaic. That's about it.
Okay, what about a female like that?
She would be a whore.
Okay. What about the word slut?
Yeah, slut we use
for somebody like that.
For the female.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The man does not have any derogatory name. It's permissible.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes that is encouraged.
Okay. What about a very ugly boy or man?
Ugly.
Any names? Nouns? He is a real blank.